This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. When you click on something you thought was an article or other content and it turns out to be an advertisement, it's a little annoying. And that's why so-called native advertising online is a controversial topic. Advertisers say it's more effective and appropriate, throwing around words like synergy. Others say it's misleading. Well, you know how you don't mind the circular as much when it's in a stack at the entrance to the grocery store? Two new online companies are starting to use native advertising and selling it for a pretty penny, in part because their regular content is already sort of meant for buying. Gigi Duban takes a look.
For a company valued at nearly $4 billion but still not making money, selling ads is a smart move, says Noah Abelson. He's CEO of ShareRoot, which works with brands to promote themselves on Pinterest.
You express yourself through what you're interested in.
And because Pinterest is about interests,
it's very, very easy for a brand to be a part of that conversation.
General Mills, Target, and Banana Republic are among the companies buying promoted pins. The price could be more than $1 million, depending on how many people the ads reach. Pinterest has tens of millions of users.
So if you're a cosmetics company or a fashion company, I think it could be very, very effective to advertise on Pinterest.
Karsten Vida is an analyst with IDC. On the other hand, he says, Pinterest has a limited audience. It attracts mostly younger women with kids. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.